This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Jeannie Yandel. As we were just telling you, during the pledge drive, we offer some swag. Thank you gifts like mugs, tote bags, t-shirts. This year's t-shirt has a graphic of three dogs listening to headphones.
T-shirts with slogans and pictures are meant to reveal something about a person's interests and maybe even offer some insight into their obsessions. Well, Book Lust author and librarian without portfolio, Nancy Pearl, came in and talked with our esteemed colleague Steve Scheer earlier this week. She wore a t-shirt that revealed one of her obsessions.
Nancy Pearl has a t-shirt on that says, "There's more to life than you read in books, but not a lot more." There's your motto.
I know. I'm down with this motto.
Well, I like that. That's good. You have two new books to talk about.
I do. Both just published this month, March of 2014, and just one of just great discoveries. The first one is a collection of short stories by a writer named Tim Horvath, and it's called Understories. And it's published by Bellevue Literary Press, which is a small press in New York, associated with Bellevue Hospital, that publishes books that about the intersection between the arts and science.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. And their books are so, they're just gems. It's hard to find a Bellevue Literary Press book that, for me, doesn't work. But this one by Tim Horvath is absolutely splendid. And Tim Horvath, along with writers like Borges and Kevin Brockmeyer, Kelly Link, Italo Calvino, I call them elastic realists because they're firmly, I think, rooted in a realistic tradition of writing, but the stories are very elastic with that realism. They stretch realism into unexpected places and just wonderful little niches that I just adore.
We've talked about that before.
Yes.
It's not magic realism.
I think it's not magic. Or it's a different way of thinking about magic realism.
What are the niches that they take us to?
Well, I think they ask us to think about, or they hint at aspects to the world that we do not perhaps think are really there, the oddnesses of the world. So with these stories, you're always a little bit off kilter, and actually, it's just a great feeling to have, because after you finish a story or a collection like this, or reading Kevin Brockmeyer's Brief History of the Dead, for example, where you're not quite sure where you are anymore, where you are in the world. And so,
well, that's nice. And that's what literature can do.
Yes,
in a wonderful way.
Yes. One of the stories that I most enjoyed in this collection is called The Discipline of Shadows. And it's about set at a college campus in a department of ombrology, O-M-B-R-O-L-O-G-Y, which is the study of shadows. And it involves, yes, you just would not think.
Is it real?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love the idea.
It's fabulous. And
I'm not even looking it up. I'm just going to imagine it.
That's exactly how I felt. Why do I need to look it up? I could just appreciate it for what it is. And in one part of that novella, he lists how people got started in being interested in shadows. And then this hint of realism, very realism, comes in because a government department, perhaps the Department of Homeland Security, has taken an interest in the work that one of the faculty members has developed. And, of course, that leads to all sorts of academic problems. So these are stories that are funny. They're odd. I mean, here's a story called The Gendarmes, which is about a group of young boys who say that they're conducting an experiment. This is what they tell the narrator. They're conducting an experiment, and he says, "And the nature of your experiment? We're trying to teach animals to grasp the concept of extinction. We're tired of having to bail out endangered species. It's high time they learned individual responsibility." I mean, how could you not love a writer in a collection of stories that can come up with a sentence like that? So, I loved this book.
That's great. Understories, Tim Horvath. H-O-R-V-A-T-H. That's fun. How fun. I do want to read that. That sounds right up my alley. What about this one?
The Land of Steady Habits by Ted Thompson is not elastic realism, except insofar as every work of fiction, I suppose, could be understood in some dimension as elastic realism.
I know, but then we don't have categories.
Exactly. This is just the kind of novel that I love. It's very character driven. The writing is exciting, and exciting in the sense that there's no hackneyed prose, that he approaches common themes, in this case the dissolution of a marriage and the difficulties of living with your past and escaping from your past, children, relationship between parents and children, all of these things come up. And it's set in what I suppose a lot of reviewers, I think, are probably going to refer to as Cheever country. So, upper class or upper middle class, very upper middle class in a nice town in Connecticut. And the crises that can occur in even the most ordinary life.
You live in Cheever country? Do you enjoy it?
I do like his novels, not so much as his stories, but the collected stories of John Cheever is one of my favorite books. Oh. The Angel on the Bridge, for example, I think is a perfect short story. I know the one that's the most famous is probably The Swimmer, but I've never... That has not been a love of mine, but The Angel on the Bridge is amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So this is there too. This takes us there too.
And just such a fresh way of looking at a demographic and a kind of life and the kind of people who you would think might not have all of these issues that they're dealing with. But in fact, we all have those issues or some issues that we're dealing with.
All right. The Land of Steady Habits by Ted Thompson and Understories, Tim Horvath, short stories. Hey, can I throw something at you?
Sure.
Somebody I was talking to, they had read a bunch of serious books. And they said, I need a funny book. I need a fun and funny book. And they something new. I didn't have it.
Something brand new. It's
or
it's,
in newish,
right? It's really that's funny. Is the hardest question. It's the hardest question librarians get,
is that
and
right?
I suspect booksellers get, because humor is so individual. And I might send them back to. Well, we saw some Thurber last week.
That's
when
good
we
idea.
Were there.
Sure.
Would be good.
Just a little brain cleaning with a little Thurber or
right.
Woodhouse. Or
right. Oh, yeah.
Benchley.
Oh, Woodhouse. Absolutely. Look at all the Birdie and Jeeves novels. That would be great. And we're pronouncing Woodhouse right. I'm very proud of us.
How?
Well, some people pronounce it Woodhouse.
Woodhouse.
Mm-hmm. Because it's W-O-D-E.
I don't want to pronounce
no,
it that way.
No. Woodhouse.
All right, Nancy Pearl, there's more to life than you read in books, but not a lot more.
True.